Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. Every Tuesday evening at Christ Lutheran Church in Orpington, we play host to a very popular group who rents out our church hall. People come from near and far to attend this group, and we're happy to host them. But this group does create parking problems for us at the church. Because our home shares the same entrance as the church car park, Tuesday evenings often create a bit of a parking hassle for my family. This being the case, a couple of weeks ago I realized that both my wife and my daughter would be returning home from work right during the middle of when this group would be meeting. Therefore, I set out two large traffic cones in front of the parsonage to ensure that my family members would be able to park in front of our house. Not thinking much more about it, I continued to do some household chores. I had gathered up the laundry and taken it into the bedroom, and I was hanging it up when I just happened to glance out of the window. And there I saw a lady emerge from her car, walk to the traffic cone, pick it up, set it aside, get back into her car, drive into the parking spot that the cone had been guarding, and get out and walk away. I gazed dumbfounded by what I'd just seen, so I tapped on the window and I shook my head to display my displeasure. She merely shrugged her shoulders, set the traffic cone down behind her car, and walked away. Quite annoyed, I finished hanging up the clothes before going over to the church to ask them not to park in the reserved spaces. Well, as I opened the front door, I was amazed to see a giant 4x4 parked directly in front of the door. This driver, too, had also moved the traffic cone and parked in the space I had tried to reserve for my family. As you might imagine, I wasn't very pleased. As I walked over to the church to ask these considerate drivers to move their vehicles, I was struck by the fact that what these drivers had done is a lot like what we humans do in our relationship with God. God has given us His commandments. You shall have no other gods but me. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, etc. God has placed these cosmic traffic cones in our lives so that we might live according to His plan. But we love to trespass. We love to go beyond where we know we should not, especially if no one is watching. But often we don't even care if we know God is watching. We merely shrug our shoulders, and walk away. But just as the blatant trespasses of these two drivers infuriated me, so a holy and just God is also angered by our deliberate and arrogant flouting of His law. We disobey because we think His statutes are too inconvenient or too bothersome. They might apply to others, but certainly not me. God should get out of my way and let me do whatever I want. But this attitude will only end in disaster. In fact, St. Paul describes a life dominated by disobedience to God in this way. And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the trespasses of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. These are strong words, dead in our trespasses and sin, walking in the way of the world, under the devil's power, ruled by our basest desires and children of wrath. Moving God's cosmic traffic cones will get you run over by the law. But thanks be to God that, motivated by His love and mercy toward us dead folk, walking in our damnable trespasses, God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. His death cancels out our transgressions, and it reconciles us to God, turning His anger over our sin away and replacing it with love, the love of a dear Father toward His beloved children. Again, Paul describes it this way in Ephesians 2:4-7. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us with Him, and seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming age He might show the immeasurable riches of His grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. Did you catch that? Death has been replaced with life. Wrath replaced by love. Satan's possession is now God's possession. We no longer walk with the world, but we are seated with Christ in glory. And all this happens to us by God's free gift of grace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us pray. Give us grace, O God our Father, to keep this day and always the new commandment and the great commandment and all the commandments by loving You with all of our mind and our soul and our strength and one another for Your sake. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.